This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the book, The Sovereign Individual, that decades ago predicted the death of the nation state. To paraphrase Mark Twain, the rumors of the demise of the nation state are greatly exaggerated. Governments may still exist and exercise their power, but we can see how the power and influence of some governments are in decline. And there are many reasons for this trend. First is geography. The information revolution has made it possible for many people to make a living online or working remotely. A factory has a more difficult time changing locations, though many of done so by even leaving the United States. By contrast, an individual participating in the cyber economy can pick up and leave a jurisdiction if taxes, regulations, or even climate is unfavorable. Second is the reality of a government monopoly. When we go into a store or a coffee shop, we expect customer service, but governments take us for granted and rarely treat us like customers. The authors use this example. If you went into a store to buy furniture and the salespeople took your money, but then proceeded to ignore your request and consult others about how to spend your money, you would quite rightly be upset. The fact that something like this happens in dealings with governments show how little control its customers actually have. A third reason, not mentioned in the book, is the sad reality that governments are broke. You could argue that the United States is $31 trillion past broke. Put another way, the U.S. national debt is significantly more than the GDP, and there are a dozen other countries in the world with higher debt loads. This is not sustainable. Nation states are not dead, but most of them are dying. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on biblical reliability, go to viewpoints.info/biblical reliability. Viewpoints.info/biblical reliability.